following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional in the studio with Doug Neal, another certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And looking at all the different things and watching what's happening and what's moving, really no surprises in anything, guys. Did you expect markets to be more reactive? We're kind of barely budging around anywhere.
Nothing's happened.
Yeah, I think the markets are still waiting. You know, we've always talked about the fact that the markets don't like uncertainty, and we still have a lot of uncertainty going on. So I wouldn't expect any big gains. That I think we're going to continue like we have been for the last week or so. Or we'll have some gains during some days, and then the next day it'll give some back. So I think we're going to continue that for a while until we are more certain about where things are headed.
Well, I think the bulk of the questions I've gotten over the last few days from several clients and from just people in general is, what about oil and gas? After all, we are in the oil and gas capital. It looked like doom and gloom a few days ago. Then there were some bright spots and things went back up. Other things in the market were heading downward on a couple of days, and then oil and gas was the only thing on my screen that was in the green. Confusing and very disconcerting, especially for Texas.
It's starting to hit home on some of the smaller businesses. I know I've got a couple on, they called the other day and wanted to know they're going to have to start laying people off because there's just no work. And they majority of their work was oil field services type of thing. And they want to know about COBRA. How can the workers, if they want to keep their medical, can they do that? And how do they do that? And I'm thinking, they did pretty good considering the oil hit, what, about a month or two ago? And they kept them paying them, kept them on the payroll, but just not any work anymore. And they can't do that.
Right.
Well, and the other thing, I recently saw some information that said, you know, it's one thing shutting down wells. It's a whole another process getting them going again.
Yeah, that is a huge big
deal,
right?
It is, absolutely.
How do you get these things back up? You've got a lot of safety issues.
Right.
You've got all kinds of engineering issues in these things. So what I've been hearing from the people that I do know in the business is, yes, it can come back up. There are areas that still will. But again, this is just one industry, and there are many of them. And what do the rest of us do about our investments? If you're in an industry that's getting hurt, can you take money from your 401k? Yes, there are ways to do that. We're going to go back over it, where you're not going to pay taxes on a withdrawal up to certain dollar limits, and you've got some time to pay this money back without any fines, fees, taxes involved. So we're going to go over some of those things, and also we're going to go back over the RMDs, all of these different things, and what about a safer way of getting an income stream, about something that you hear a lot of pros and cons about. We started talking about this last week on Wednesday, I believe, on the program. We're going to finish up that conversation as well. And as always, we are happy to take your questions, glad to give you the benefit of our many years of expertise here. Here is the way to call us. If you're shy, you can do it during a break. That's fine. You can always do it at any time during the program. But if you want to call us, ask your particular question right now, and it'll be on our private line. And here it is, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Monday morning,
couldn't guarantee. K&M Grocery at Highway 36 South and FM 109 in Brenham is not your everyday convenience store. Their heritage goes back to the days when small groceries offered everything a community needed in one spot. For many years, K&M Grocery has been located in the same place, the corner of FM 109 and Highway 36 South. And they strive to give their customers the best service available in a convenience store. That's why you'll find everything you need. Groceries, gas, snacks, and more. K&M Grocery salutes local healthcare workers for their hard work and commitment to helping others.
We are open. What a great thing to see and hear these words popping up everywhere. Hi, this is Jesse with Buddy's Appliance. We want you to know we are open. In fact, we have been for 60 years. During this crisis, the big box stores turned their back on their appliance customers, but Buddy's Appliance continued to deliver safely to our customers. Welcome to all you new customers who've made the switch to Buddy's Appliances. Right now, Buddy's and General Electric have teamed up to offer some of the best values of the year. You can get quality GE refrigerators, GE washers and dryers, GE dishwashers, and more safely delivered to you at the lowest prices of the season. And unlike the big box stores, Buddy's Appliances is going to service their customers. So be a part of Buddy's Appliance 60-year celebration. Make the switch to Buddy's and quality GE appliances. Call, browse, or stop by Buddy's Appliances in Bryan-College Station and Brenham.
Ready to make top quality hay this season and save time and money doing it? Turn to the only name in hay that matters, New Holland and WC Tractor in Brenham. From mower conditioners to round balers, you'll find everything you need for hay performance. Plus, get zero money down, 0% interest for 48 months and zero payments until 2021 on select New Holland hay tools. Get a $2,500 competitive trade allowance on new roll belt baler too. Contact WC Tractor in Brenham for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2020. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CHI Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
If you dream of beautiful wood floors, call Naylor's Wood Floors. Now in their new location at 3962 Highway 36 North, inside Granny's Antiques. Yeah, wood floors with them dull and scratched? Naylor's can sand and refinish your old floors with their new dustless system, and they'll look new again. Just visit Naylor's Wood Floors, now in the new location on Highway 36 North, to make your dream of beautiful wood floors come true. Naylor's Wood Floors, bonded and insured, and an award-winning member of the National Wood Flooring Association and Better Business Bureau.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'd like to invite you to join me weekdays at 12:50 during the noon hour for my feature, Plant Talk Texas. I'm proud to be carried by my friends here at the station I grew up listening to. KWHI and I go back a long, long ways. Then join me again Saturday mornings at 11 for the Texas State Network Lawn and Garden Hour. That's right here where the news comes first. The 1280 spot on your AM dial. It's KWHI in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with a few of the members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. Glad you're joining us this morning. And if there's something that you need to talk about or would like to talk about, just get another opinion on, we're glad to always help you with those things as well. And yes, we have been working during the entire situation going on with the virus and et cetera, et cetera. So we are keeping tabs on everything and keeping tabs on our clients as well and their accounts. And if you have questions, even if you're not a client of ours, please call us and we will weigh in on it for you, because we know a lot of answers to things. And maybe there are some things that are just, they don't make sense, but you can do them now.
Well, some of that too.
Without penalties or extra taxes, all kinds of stuff.
Well, just last a week or two ago, you should have gotten your statements in, and I'm pretty sure they did not look too good.
Yeah.
Most people.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I've had two or three clients ask about that, and then by the time the statement was mailed, they're back up a bunch.
Yes.
Yeah,
erasing a lot of the downside that they saw.
It's not nearly as bad as what the statement looks like, because that was probably the worst day of the year
day, I think, ever. I mean, if you look at history and people's accounts by and large, unless you have something in your mix of products and things that you are doing with your money, just about everything looked pretty horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, get questions answered. Are there ways that you can stem some of the damage? How much should you be worrying about the damage? That's the other thing. Is it ever going to come back? Right? You know,
that's
people worry.
Yes.
It better.
Yeah. Well, it better. But you know, if I go back and I look through various things with some clients, it really kind of had a fast turnaround. So by the time, like you were saying, Doug, you got this statement, which was a snapshot on quite literally the worst day ever.
Yes.
God. It was like, oh my God. Again, you know, if it's still too much for you, there are other ways to maybe structure things or restructure things in how you're doing things. Please make a rational set of decisions. And like I say, you're welcome to always call us at the office. We're glad to weigh in, do anything we can to answer questions, help you out there. Here's our office phone number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Let's talk a little bit about these stimulus checks, because we have a deadline coming up on those.
We do have a deadline coming up this Wednesday having to do with the stimulus checks.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to get online.
If you haven't gotten yours yet.
Yes. If you haven't gotten that $1,200 stimulus check, IRS website, irs.gov. And it's pretty self-explanatory once you get on there and look at things. But you've got to put in your Social Security number, things that it asks for, et cetera.
Big point on that one is if you go online and pull up irs.gov, not that somebody calls you on the phone or sends you an email and asks for your information.
Yeah.
They won't do that.
No, the IRS is not going to send you something on your email or send you something in the mail or something requesting information. So please be careful with that.
Yep.
All right? You have to go proactively on there yourself and make sure that they have your information. If you are due stimulus checks through Social Security, again, make sure that they have the proper information on you. It's like anything else, Jamie. I mean, you've got to be sure and sometimes recheck things if you're not getting these stimulus payments.
Well, I've gotten mixed messages about that because we've told you in the past that if you're already getting a Social Security check by direct deposit, that the government has your bank information, and therefore you will get your stimulus check by them using that information. But I know of many people who are on Social Security and still have not received the direct deposit of the stimulus check.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten mixed messages about that. And so what I would do if you have not received your stimulus check yet and you're on Social Security and you thought that it would be coming by direct deposit, I would go online and fill out the required information And remember, you only have until this Wednesday to give them the bank account information that you have so you can get that direct deposit. And again, as Doug said, it's really important that you not answer any emails requesting that information.
Yeah, please don't do that one, because they're not going to reach out to you that way.
They will not.
Yeah, even if it looks official.
That's right.
It's a lot of times they put the logos and things on there. It looks like it's the real thing, but it isn't.
Because it gets really confusing now because, you know, we'll talk a little bit about some of the scams at some point, either today or this coming Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're having to give out a bank account information online to the government, and then you get an email saying they want to, you know, clarification.
That's right. Make sure we got the right one.
That is not from the government.
No, they don't need to be clarified.
They
on
do
that.
Not.
All right. So you do have some responsibility yourself for doing these things. And again, if you haven't gotten these stimulus checks, either from IRS or from Social Security, I know that they are somewhat backed up on some of these things, including Social Security. They've had a couple of things that have come out over the last few weeks saying we're working hard on it. But
yeah. And, you know, I talked to someone who is on, who's receiving Social Security, and they had not received their stimulus check. And they went ahead and went online and gave the IRS the information to get the direct deposit. And they had theirs within a couple of weeks. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of Social Security Agency, it currently has 53,000 employees working from home, and they are processing claims and appeals faster than before.
Oh, wow. What does that tell us?
Yeah, it says the SSA, Social Security Administration, backlog of pending cases has also fallen 11%, and calls are reportedly being fielded faster as well.
That's because their teenagers are helping them.
Yes. That's right. The kids are helping them.
Yeah.
So they're still working. You just got to get with them, because mm-hmm. there's a lot more claims and things going on now, a lot more questions.
Yes. Isn't that interesting, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got that on an email today, a tidbit from NPR. That was from May 5th.
That's funny.
Speaking of things working and how they work and what we need to do if we're not getting results yet on things, let's talk. Go back over 401k types of distributions, because yes, we've talked about this before, but it is a reminder. Yes, if you absolutely have to, you can request a distribution from your 401k plan up to $100,000, and you got 3 years to pay this money back, and there is no tax or penalty on this. And this is a big deal. This has never been allowed before.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because there is a difference between a loan and a distribution. A distribution normally before age 59 and a half or 55, from your 401k plan, a distribution, normally you'd pay a penalty.
Yeah, 10%.
10% penalty, yeah. And current income tax. And under the CARES Act now, you're allowed to take a distribution, not just a loan, but a distribution from your 401k plan up to $100,000. Now, if it's a distribution, there are certain parameters that you have to meet. And so you have to be careful with that. I think you have to be diagnosed. One of the parameters is you have to been diagnosed with COVID-19 to make a distribution.
Yeah, so be careful, as always, especially if you work for a larger company. You can always check with your personnel department. They'll probably refer you on to their TPA, the third-party administrator for your plan, because they're the ones who really keep up constantly with all of these different things and all the nuances. And believe me, sometimes there are some little sub-paragraphs and things that you don't know about, and they're not readily available to the rank-and-file employees. So please be careful with that. Check it very carefully before you do anything. And again, you know, there's somebody else who said, well, look, if I don't need that much, wouldn't I be better off just taking a loan out of my 401k? I have 5 years to pay that back. Yes, you're going to pay taxes, but 5 years instead of 3 years. So there's other things to consider on this.
Well, one of the things I wasn't aware of is the fact that the money that you pay back into the 401k plan will be paid back with tax-free dollars. Mm-hmm. Now, I have no idea how that's going to look on your tax return.
Yeah. That's going to be another CPA nightmare.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, how that's going to work, because as we all know, mm-hmm. Generally when you get your paycheck, what have they already deducted?
Yep.
Taxes. Yep. And what money are you normally using to pay back money into these plans? It's money that you have on hand, which you've already paid tax on. Mm-hmm. So, again, how that's going to look on your tax return, where it's tax-free dollars to pay back that distribution that you took, I have no idea how that's going to work. I'm not a CPA, mm-hmm. and I'm glad I do not have to deal with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's another whole hornet's nest there. So, again, please be in good contact with your tax professional before you do any of these things, because it does make a difference. You don't want to end up paying taxes on something that you thought you weren't going to have to, right? So take your best choices. Make sure you understand it. Get the right guidance, as always. Right?
Yeah, I recently came across an article by Ed Slott. We've talked about Ed Slott quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. He's the IRA guru.
Yeah, does some shows on PBS where they talk about IRAs. But he had an article, and he had a lot of the questions that he's been getting. And one of them was one of the questions that we got last week. Mm-hmm. It's where the question is, my client turned 70 and a half last year. So in 2019, they turned 70 and a half. His first RMD was for 2019, but with your first distribution, your first RMD, you're allowed to delay it not until December 31st, but until April 1st. And so if his required beginning date was April 1st and he did not take it, is that RMD waived under the CARES Act? The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. The CARES Act also impacts 2019 RMDs for those who reached age 70 and a half in 2019, but were going to had delayed the distribution until April 1st, 2020, with this caveat.
There's always something.
And any 2019 RMD amount not already withdrawn by January 1st, 2020 is waived.
So if you already pulled it,
you pulled it. But if you delayed it to April 1st, then
you could delay it if you want to.
You could delay it. That's mm-hmm. correct.
Right.
Which right now, with the market being down, it might be a good thing in the sense that you don't have to sell more of something to get the same dollar amount out. It'd be better off to wait if you could. Because you can always take money out. It's just the required minimum distribution.
Yeah, well, that was the other question that was in the article. Can I still take money out? Well, of course you can take money out.
Yeah, the government would love to have you probably do that, right? They could probably use a little bit of extra money to dole out.
And the CARES Act does not delay the tax.
No. Okay. So, again, make sure that you're keeping track of this, too, with your tax professional always, so that you know exactly where you stand and maybe start planning some strategies with them in light of all these different things that are changed, even just temporarily, as we're going through. All right.
Yeah, there are some other interesting things that we can talk about in that mm-hmm. regard that we haven't covered. Right. And one of them has to do with inherited IRAs.
Oh, yeah. So let's get the inherited IRAs when we first come back. And then we'll hopefully go into income streams that are not going to be disrupted, that you're not going to have to worry and shed tears over how your portfolio is doing. Yes, there are ways to avoid these things. We talked a little bit about some of these last week. We're going to continue that conversation. In the meantime, question about something specifically that you want to know about. Here's your chance to call us while the commercials are playing. No one else will hear you if you call us at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Attention nurses and certified nurses' aides. Renham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is hiring nurses' aides, LVNs, and RNs. Renham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is offering hiring bonuses for full-time employees. If you're a CNA, receive a $2,000 hiring bonus. Nurses receive a $3,000 hiring bonus. Renham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center offers competitive pay, plus additional hourly and weekly bonuses. CNAs, LVNs, and RNs can apply at RegencyHealthcare.com/careers and search Brenham. To speak with a recruiter, just text or call 361-741-8001. That's 361-741-8001 to text or speak with a recruiter. Now's your chance to start or continue your career as a certified nurse's aide, RN, or LVN by joining the team at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. To apply, visit RegencyHealthcare.com/careers and search Brenham.
Together again.
Cowboy Church of Brenham is getting together again, and you are invited to join us each Sunday starting May 17th at 9 a.m. for Church in the Dirt. We will have Cowboy Church in our 35,000-square-foot arena. There's plenty of room for over 600 folks to have church while physical distancing and keeping the governor's guidelines. Join us for great country music and a down-to-earth Bible message that applies to your life in these times we're in. Plus, the kids will love Scout the Cow Dog from Kids Jamboree, who is helping Pastor Marty with the messages each Sunday. So bring the whole family for Church in the Dirt with Cowboy Church of Brenham. Cowboy Church of Brenham meets at 4400 Highway 105, just past Silver Wings. Join us this Sunday at 9 a.m. as we are together again for Church in the Dirt, Cowboy Church of Brenham.
I saw the light at the place called Cowboy Church.
Update your home with high-quality, energy-efficient window replacements installed by our Integrity Works. Choose from a number of quality brands and durable frame materials such as vinyl or aluminum. Today's modern windows help remedy cold and heat transfer, drafts, and reduce exterior noise. Our Integrity Works has qualified installers on hand. Call our Integrity Works at 979-251-7972 today. That's 979-251-7972 or visit online at integrityworks.info.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Today's edition of We Are the Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial. Offices in Houston, Brenham, Tomball, and always available for you. If you want to give us a call, ask questions, leave a message for us, we do call you back. We do have some clients who are properly social distancing with us in the office, and they do come in. If you're not our client, you're welcome to come by as well. Just give us a call. Here's our phone number. Do not think that you can't call us and talk about things or come in and just go over things. Now is a great time to do that. And here is our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. We had a good call during the break here asking about the stimulus payments. And this individual said, well, I've already gotten word that my stimulus payment is in process. should I still go ahead and call them?
Or go
to
online?
To make sure, or go online, no. You know, to make sure. And the answer to that really is no. If they've already told you they're processing, you should be getting your payment.
But if you're worried, Wart, Jamie, you said there was something you could do, because some people just worry.
Well, yeah. Where this comes up is if you go online to enter your bank account information because you haven't received your stimulus check, what will happen is if your check has already been processed, you'll get a message saying that they do not need your bank account information, that your payment has already been processed. Now, in this particular case, the question was, well, I haven't received it yet. Well, that simply means it's in the mail. Well, we've heard that before.
Yeah.
The check's in the mail. Mm-hmm. But in this case, that's correct. And it may be 2 weeks before you get your check. It simply means that they have processed your payment and you will be getting it. And therefore, they do not need any additional information from you. And the check is not going to get there any quicker if you call them.
Yeah.
It's going to get there when it gets there.
So again, you don't have to be repetitive about mm-hmm. trying
that's
to,
right. You're
to
just
get
wasting your time.
Yeah,
but that's
you really are.
One way to check to see if it's coming, you can go online and they'll
right.
tell
mm-hmm.
you it's in process. Okay, well, there's nothing else you can do then.
That's right.
Right. So patience, I guess.
Yes, patience.
You know, we've had a lot of turmoil, ups and downs, still are having it in markets here and around the world as far as investments are concerned. So what about ways to kind of cut that from happening, keep it from happening with your money and your investments?
You want to finish up on his RMDs?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Required
yes.
minimum distributions.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple things happened here.
Yes.
One, they changed the law.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, if you haven't started yet, you don't have to start taking required minimum distributions from your qualified plans at age 70 and a half. Now it's age 72, right. And then they changed another law.
Well,
yeah, they did.
Yeah, it gets confusing because of the SECURE Act, which is different than the CARES Act. The question that came about from the article by Ed Slott was that they had a parent who passed away. Mm. In 2020, and the children inherited the IRA. Do they need to take the year of death RMD for the person who passed away in 2020? The answer to that is no, because the RMD would be a 2020 required minimum distribution. They do not have to take a year of death RMD for the person who passed away. Talk about confusing.
Yeah, in 2020.
Man.
But in 2021, they will have to.
They will have to take a distribution from, as an inherited IRA. The SECURE Act still would apply, and they are still going to have to take required minimum distributions from the inherited IRA.
Yeah, but they're not going to have to take two. They're not going to have to double.
That's correct.
And it's the one that's due in 2021.
So, you know, we always talk about the fact that IRAs can get very complicated. And this is an example of one of those instances where you had two different acts that are affecting the distributions from the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So there are more things that we can talk about. We'll cover some more on Wednesday that are affected or not affected by the CARES Act.
Yeah. So please go ahead and call us if you have questions about something we haven't dealt with on this issue. You can always give us a call at the office, and we'll do our best to help you out with that because it is confusing. And again, our phone number at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Let's get to the tale of some clients who know that things are going up and down in markets, but they're not all that worried because it's not impacting their cash flow from their investment. And we talked a little bit about this, started the conversation on Wednesday of last week, and we're going to continue it and finish it up this morning in the last few minutes of the program here. Doug Neal, let's recap a little bit and then move forward on them.
When you're working in your working life, you accumulate money and the goal is to save 401k, IRA, savings accounts, investments, real estate, whatever. Accumulate as much as you can, because when you stop working and you stop getting a paycheck, where's the money going to come from to pay your taxes, pay your utilities, groceries, car insurance, all those things? So you have to have an income stream coming in, and that's a whole different investment philosophy than accumulation. And right now, at times like this, when the market's dropped, you know, is roller coaster rides going on, do you want your income going up and down, or like on these required minimum distributions where you have to sell and take money out when the market's down and you have to sell more shares to come up with the same dollar amount? There's things you can do to get income stream. Social Security is an income stream that doesn't vary. Now, it's not a whole lot for a lot of people, but it's an income stream that doesn't vary. So you can supplement that. Now, there are investments out there that are designed to produce income for you. And then now there's guaranteed income, which is a very technical word, or compliance word. Guaranteed.
Yeah, not often can you use the word guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or there's income streams that can vary, and that can be the guaranteed ones tend to come from investment vehicles in annuities, where you buy an annuity and you put in X amount of dollars and they promise to pay you so much a month for as long as you live, or there's lots of different choices, you and your spouse, or just whatever it happens to be. But that is a check then that you can count on, as well, as long as you pick a good insurance company that's going to be sound and stable. Most of them are pretty good at this point in time, because the income stream is guaranteed by the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
And so now if you have your Social Security check coming in and you have an income check coming in from an annuity, that's pretty stable income. You don't have to worry so much about whether the market's up or down, because now you can ride it out.
Yeah.
Another type of income, you can do an annuity with a variable income. There's so many different choices out there, but that's the basics on guaranteed income stream, and they come from annuities.
And we've talked in the past a little bit about something that's not as well known, and those are deferred income annuities. And we talked about laddering deferred income annuities. If you did that, you're looking golden.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and why is that?
The reason for that is in return for guaranteeing an income stream to you for a specified period of time, the insurance company says, at this point in time, you give us this much money, we will give you a guaranteed income stream, let's just say for 5 years. And the way that you ladder those is you say, okay, well, I'll buy one that gives me immediate income for this 5-year period. When that 5-year period is over, I'll have purchased another one to start up for another 5-year period.
So you got one that starts today, and then you got one that starts 5 years from today, and then you have another one that starts 10 years from today.
That's right. And the way that works then is the insurance company says, well, because it's in the future, we will have the money in our hands for a longer period of time, and therefore it takes less money for us to guarantee your income stream in the future. And the way that they do that is based upon, you know, what they expect to make in earnings over that time period. And if you did that, that means that you got an guaranteed income stream for cheap dollars now, because look what's happened.
Yeah, the market.
With interest rates and the market and so on. And so people who were willing to put their money into that. Now, obviously, we don't normally recommend that you invest all of your assets into one particular type of investment. But for creating income streams, these deferred income annuities, which most people simply are not aware of, are looking really good for those clients who have them. Because are they worried about their income stream? Absolutely not. Yeah. Because it's a guaranteed income stream for the insurance company that they purchase these deferred income annuities from.
That's setting up your own pension plan.
It is.
Yeah. So we can all make up for now the fact that most companies do not have pension plans anymore. for their retirees, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can actually make your own. Again, these are not suitable for everybody, but I think it behooves you, in light of everything that's been happening here, especially if you're looking at some of your investments going all over the map and not always in a good direction. You know what? At least know how things work. Even if it's still not for you, be educated about it so you understand it. And then you can make a more appropriate decision because you know what's available and whether you're comfortable with it and it makes sense for you. That's the only thing that that's why we talk about things, so that we help you understand that there are alternatives.
Yeah. And then you can delve into it and learn more about it and see if it's good for you. Because it may not be good for you right now, but maybe 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Oh, yeah, I remember they talked about that. Let's go find out more about it.
Yeah, you've got a funny story about that, Doug.
We'll talk about that when we get back from this break. In the meantime, are you considering anything like that? What are more stable avenues of income? Glad to go over some of these options with you. It may not be annuities. It may be something else. What about different things? If some of you are in bonds, all sorts of different types of investments. Ask your questions. We're taking a break. You can do it in private if you call now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
In the wake of the recent storms, the metal roofing professionals at Mueller Inc. are here to help. Before you replace the roof on your home, be sure to consider all of your options, especially those that can help prevent future roof damage. Properly installed, Mueller Metal Roofing is wind, hail, and fire resistant, and backed by a 30-year limited paint warranty. Get lasting protection for your home and loved ones. Call 778-2531 or stop by their local facility at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Woodson Lumber Company is doing their part in helping you get what you need safely by providing online ordering and account access. You'll benefit from online access by ordering online, looking up your account balance, seeing your monthly statements, and by having access to your invoices and purchase history. Sign up now for online ordering and access by calling Woodson Lumber Company's corporate office at 979-567-3212. Woodson Lumber Company, with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington. Woodson!
Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse is Brenham's most popular dining tradition. Experience the delicious fusion of Texas and Old Mexico with the very best in fajitas, steak, shrimp, enchiladas, and enormous tacos al carbon wrapped in their handmade tortillas. Monday through Friday, lunch specials come with free chili con queso from 11 till 2. Their famous Sunday prime rib will melt in your mouth as you enjoy the best margaritas around. Have a wedding or special event? Los Cabos can cater it. Stop in up on the hill at 2800 Highway 36 South, across from Walmart. Los Cabos, open daily in Brenham.
Justin at JB Septic Pumping knows these are very uncertain days and you're spending more time at home social distancing. But when your septic system is clogged, just know that JB Septic Pumping is here to help. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With so much on your plate, it's an easy thing to forget. But it can lead to slow drainage throughout your home, unpleasant odors, and gurgling drain pipes. Don't let that happen to you. Call JB Septic Pumping and trust that you're receiving the very best septic pumping and the very best customer service. JB Septic Pumping is located in Brenham, but they proudly serve all of Washington and surrounding counties. So if you have a septic tank, consider giving JB Septic Pumping a call. Don't wait. There's no need to live with subpar draining, unpleasant smells, or worse. Check out JB Septic Pumping on Facebook, give them a call at 979-551-2263 or visit their website at jbseptic pumping.com. JB Septic Pumping is insured and licensed through TCEQ for your protection. License number 25687.
Medical Arts in Brenham is a full-service pharmacy with a reputation of quality products and prompt personal service. Taking care of people is Medical Arts' priority. They have drive-through service and offer delivery to Brenham residents. That's good to know, especially for the vulnerable residents in the area. Medical Arts is located at 207 East Academy Street. For a pharmacist you can trust, go to Medical Arts, your hometown pharmacy. Visit their website, medicalartsdrugco.com, or call 979-836-3687. Medical Arts Pharmacy is committed to continued trusted service.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, May 12th, Craig will be speaking with a representative of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show. From Neil Financial Group, if you still got questions, want to find out about something else, a lot of us have more time on our hands.
Yeah, a lot more time.
And that means you can read all these different financial articles and different things from different providers of various different financial products online. Maybe you got a question or two, and maybe you're reading things and you're like, well, that seems like a good idea, but maybe it's not. How do you know if it's a good idea for you? Because there is something lacking that's pretty important if you're trying to make a decision solely based on what you're reading online, and that is the opportunity to talk with someone and go over more about what's particular to you and your situation, and then take a look at whether what you're reading about fits into that scenario well for you.
Yeah, we were talking before, and that's why you need to give us a call and get your strategy together. And like you said, Tony, earlier, that we go over things so that when the time comes, I mean, you may not need it right now, but when the time comes, we heard that on the show. Let's give them a call and find out more about it. That brings up a story that Jamie and I know. We were talking about annuities that matured.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people, that doesn't happen because it's usually around age 85 or somewhere in that range. Your annuity will mature. And what that means is that if you don't say something to the insurance company, they'll automatically annuitize your annuity, meaning they'll start making the payouts to you, whether you want them or not. But you got to make an election at that point. You can defer it for longer or whatever. And we talked about that one day. We had a guy come in. The client 2 weeks later came in, call up, say, hey, I got this letter in the mail, and I know you guys said something about annuity maturing, and it says my annuity is going to mature. What does it mean?
Yeah, he thought that what we were talking about would never apply to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he got this letter in the mail and said, oh, yeah, well, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I also had a funny story. It's a semi-humorous story about talking to a neighbor, and they know what I do, and they were on the radio, and they wanted to know how we keep up with all of these things that we talk about. And they said, do you study? And I said, well, I just read. And they said, well, that's studying, isn't it?
I guess it is. Yeah. Well, you know, along with all the, you know, state and federal requirements for us to keep track with things, products, how they work, sometimes there are rule changes about various aspects of some of the products out there that can fill some of these niches in your portfolio and what your needs are. We have to keep up with these things, and these are required for us to be able to keep our licenses to be able to provide these services.
Yeah, to keep most of our licenses, we need 30, I think it's every 2 years, 30 credit hours of continuing education. And so we do a lot of reading and studying, and plus a lot of the companies send us stuff to try to educate us about their product or their new product or their revamped product.
Well, we've talked many times about the fact that the financial industry does listen to the consumer, and, you know, as the needs change and the economy changes and the markets change, the financial industry is always working on things to meet the needs of all the changes that have occurred. And with the CARES Act and the SECURE Act, and I can guarantee the financial industry is working on products as we speak, trying to meet the needs of the new laws.
Well, and I think this is always true. And again, it's really not buying one thing or doing one way of doing things that's going to help 99% of us, right? But there are a lot of different moving parts. There are a lot of different ways you blend things that work in different ways, have different parameters, have different levels of safety, and all of these things, and you blend these, and that's where financial planners really can shine, because it's the blending of things so often.
And different things happen during your life at different times. I know of one couple, they're in their late 40s, nice young couple doing well. Dad got Alzheimer's, and mom had to stay home and take care of him. And so they ended up buying some long-term care insurance and some life insurance that, I guess the life insurance that paid for the long-term care, and because they saw what happened on that one. But normally, to try and get somebody in their late 40s, early 50s to thinking about long-term care doesn't happen. But they something happened in their life, and they saw it, and they needed it, and so they got it. So
well,
get your strategy here.
And as you mentioned, they got a product that does two things.
Correct.
Right.
So they what they did, they took one of their old life insurance policies and rolled it into a new life insurance policy that had the long-term care benefit available to it, whereas the old policy did not. So they kept their life insurance, but now they got an added benefit to something that they needed that they never would have thought about had not Dad gotten Alzheimer's.
And I'm constantly amazed still that as much as, you know, we talk about these things, how often we run across people who simply don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're educators here, and we are glad to help you find out whether something that you may have seen or heard or read about is good for you and applies to you and your situation. The free review, very, very important. We're glad to sit down and discuss these things before you make a jump into whatever it is for you and your family and the people you care about. Here's our number again. Call us. Make that time to talk about it, 979-836-2903.
See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.